You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to The Movie Show.
What is up?
Hey, how you doing?
This is The Movie Show.
On Active TV.
I am Sash.
And my name is Ryan.
And we definitely should have done like those olden day Victorian accents, you know?
I just can't keep a whole show like that.
And those accents were like hectic.
I'm going to cross into like Australian and then I'm going to come back in United Kingdom. And eventually I'll go a bit of Ireland, Irish.
And you're just like, okay, that's fine. We'll
and eventually I'll just end in Afrikaans. Just be like a real, someone from the depth of our country.
The reason we said that is because we are doing Corpse Bride, another Tim Burton film. This is a stop motion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, stop motion animated film. Set in the Victorian era. Yes.
Victor.
With Victor and Victoria.
And Victoria. They are victoriously Victor. Victory.
Yeah, so this movie is crazy. This movie
was hilarious.
This movie, but the movie was like, good.
If you actually look, like, if you think about being in the situation, you're like, no.
You know, but like, so the movie was good. But then the making of the movie, oh my goodness. Like,
right.
This is your, like, I have a new respect for these people that do these things.
Looks like a lot of fun, though.
It looks like a lot of fun, but it looks like a lot of work. And it looks like painstaking. Mm. In fact, you know that Tim Burton got a second director on this film. Tim Burton filmed this film while he was doing Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Because that's how long this film took.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Serious.
And they created 14 versions of the characters, not because the puppets were breaking, but because they needed, because the filming took so long, they needed to be filming multiple things at the same time. So they were literally filming
so that's
like,
how they did it.
Yeah, they had like 14 different puppets going the same time, filming different scenes.
Oh, that's crazy. That's cool, though. That's
but
very smart.
It's insane, though.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what they do to create this, this is not 2D animation. Okay, obviously it's not 2D animation. It's not animation. So there's no... This isn't animation. It's not drawing. It's puppets.
I'm pretty sure someone from this production crew is like, yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Yo.
I'm getting a whole lot of guys together and I'm creating an open source application called Blender.
Yeah. So that the world doesn't have to suffer like
done.
Yo. So basically what they do is they build these sets and then the puppets themselves are about they're about a ruler's length. So each puppet
somewhere about there.
And then the sets but some of the sets were so big that the animators could like crouch through certain doors.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then they literally will set it. So put the character, take a photo, move it slightly, take a photo, move it slightly,
and
take
then
a photo,
different camera
move it slightly,
and
take, and then they put that all together, and then you have that image that's moving just like that. But they literally went frame by frame by frame by frame by frame by frame
by frame
by frame.
Yeah,
yeah, no, it's very.
And you'd be talking about, I don't know, 30 frames a second, depending on what frame rate you're shooting. So 30 in 1 second.
It's
work
crazy.
That out, do the calculations. If a movie is 1 hour,
These people are also smart, Ryan, because with the puppets, they've created it in such a way where they can control the facial expressions.
Yeah.
So they'll literally use tools and stuff. And then some of the things I didn't even understand, like he was showing how they're walking. It's so cool. Under the girl, so I don't know how they do the guys, but with the girls' dresses, they literally put something under the dress so that when she walks, it looks like she's actually walking. And then there was something else they did to get the veil and like the fabrics like moving and blowing in the wind. No, I respect these people. These people are clever. These are clever artists.
A lot of them, I know, they do a lot of references. So you'll probably find a lot of them doing test shoots and stuff like that. So I would imagine that with like that blown veil piece, they probably got a real veil. They probably filmed it.
Yeah.
And then they like analyzed how
the movement.
Yeah. And then they probably spent like 9 days rehearsing that. Like, okay, we got it. Okay, now we can really film it for real kind of thing. So, it's a lot of hard work that goes into. So, these guys must have a lot of patience.
Yo, they have a lot of, they have a lot of patience.
Yeah.
Yo, this was, you respect. So, with this film, obviously you have the voice artist, like the actors that come in, and the voice acting was on point. Like each actor really, like they did a good job.
Oh no.
Like every one of them did a brilliant job. In fact, even the one, so you know when they do the, so they go into the land of the dead, and there's the skeleton that then sings the song of what happened to Corpse Bride. So they auditioned a lot of people for that voice, but they couldn't find like the right fit. And eventually Tim Burton said to the composer himself, why don't you do it? So he did it, but the character has a very hoarse, like rough, gruff voice. And after whenever he recorded his lines or did like the role, his voice was hoarse for the rest of the day.
Oh, serious? Sure.
Oh, but it's so, the voice acting was really cool.
Can we just think about this? So you have to keep like a kind of reference or an idea of the motion speed.
Yeah.
Right? When someone's walking. Now imagine when they're walking and talking, you have to keep a reference speed of the speech when you're saying the words, because you kind of have to work out if they're talking fast and the word that they say, although they use vowels. They use certain vowels. So a word will, you know, they'll just like that for like word. But just the fact that you have to keep in mind the timing of the speech and the timing of the motion. Like, that's crazy.
No, this is crazy.
That is so crazy.
This, I have so much respect for these people.
Because are they walking fast? So then they know that they have to get the step over like maybe like, I don't know, like 10 photos. And then at the same time they're talking, and then you have to keep in mind that, oh no, they're speaking fast.
And what's crazy, if you look at it, it's not simple. Wow. It's not like they've kept it like, okay guys, let's just keep this as simple as possible. Because it's a lot of work. Like the detail and like, it's actually...
A lot of respect for...
A lot of respect for these people.
Claymators.
Like yeah.
Claymators.
Stop
motion technicians.
Yo, whatever freaking, this is.
Freaking doctors, man. The skill.
No, the skill here that is shown in this film is incredible.
Yeah.
So I thought this was pretty cool. This is the first movie to be made with commercial digital still photography cameras. So they used a 31 Canon EOS 1D Mark II SLR cameras with Nikon lenses. So they took Canon and Nikon and put it together. And instead of film cameras. So they didn't actually use film cameras. But I suppose it makes sense because they are taking photographs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the puppets were made from stainless steel. So they were made from stainless steel, and then they were covered with silicone skin. So that's how they did that.
In the one shot there, I saw this thing like bending. So as it's walking, it's got like a jelly like body like feel. So imagine how in a claymation how you make something stretch. And kind of stretch and expand kind of together. Like what? So you can it's repetitive. And the camera zooming. Yeah, no, it's hectic.
No, this cool. This is very hectic.
A lot of fun,
but the fact that Tim Burton made another movie.
Remember what word we were on? Wasn't it when he said, no, I don't remember. Well, I suppose they can reference back. Hang on.
That's crazy. Do you want to know how long it took them to film?
Yeah.
Film the movie. So what's like an average film? Like 3 months?
Yeah, it's usually about
3 to 6 months, depending on what you're filming.
Roughly about half a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't they take one half filming and the other half?
Editing and stuff.
Yeah.
This movie had a 55-week shoot. How many weeks are there in a year, people?
So that's just
52.
That's over a year.
It's a year and 3 weeks.
And they broke it in. You said that they were filming different things.
Well, that this is what. Yeah.
Or is this everything together?
No, this is everything together.
So in other words,
but it took them 55 weeks to film this thing in its entirety, which included 1,940 individually animated frames set up and filmed. Multiple identical puppets had to be created so that more scenes could be accomplished in a shorter period of time. In all, 14 puppets of the bride and Victor were created, and 13 were created for Victoria.
I'm sure they had very strict rules about keeping stuff laying around.
Yeah, actually.
You know, after this long shoot, you're like, all right, who left their glass in the background there?
No,
their
so
glass
actually,
Sprite.
Luckily with this, so what they do is they it's not comp there's no there's no how do I say this?
No.
There's no VFX. Yes. There, so in other words, it's not like this is VFX free.
Yeah.
So what they sometimes do is they, if they do need to paint something out of the image, they will. So like sometimes the animator will maybe be in because maybe they have to hold something or, you know, so they will paint things out. And then, so for the flames on the candles, they also like that the flames and that will be, yeah. So they do, that's not like every... There's certain things that they
some
will...
Some touch-ups.
Yeah, so luckily, like, if the glass was in, they'll be able to, like, just...
Just paint it out.
Yeah, because imagine. Woo! And then I thought this was so cool, Ryan. Guess what? This is the first stop-motion feature to be edited using Apple's Final Cut Pro.
How is it? Good job.
Good job. This show that you're watching is edited with Apple's Final Cut
Pro. Should do a tutorial on that.
What, Apple's Final Cut Pro?
You know, you put in pictures and then you can make them... You can select them all and then you can make them all one...
Oh, yeah, duration.
One frame.
Yeah, the duration.
And then, and then you just...
And then make a compound clip. There we go.
Imagine the person that was doing that too.
It must be so satisfying to watch it. Like, turn
and then
into watch like...
And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Stop motion is a very cool thing. Also, Johnny Depp, this was the first time that he's voice acted in a theatrical film. Later, he'd go on to do Rango and Romeo and Juliet's Sherlock Gnomes. And then also Helen Bonham Carter's, it was also her first time voice acting in a theatrical film. And they actually said they really enjoyed the voice acting elements of it because like, yeah, and with these type of actors, they're very good at acting with like using their voice to convey emotion. Like they're very good at doing that. It was just, this film is very good. This film, I respect this. I respect every single person that was involved in making of this film. Yeah. And then there was a lot of firsts on this film. It was, it's Warner Brothers' first and only stop motion animated film.
Serious?
Yeah.
Still to date?
Yep. But yeah.
Warner Brothers,
yes. And then it's the second stop motion animated film to be rated PG. The other one.
Yep.
Was The Nightmare Before Christmas, which was also a Tim Burton film. Yeah. And then I thought this was also very cool. So in the beginning of the movie, Victor, who's Johnny Depp's character, releases a captive butterfly through a window.
Yes.
Johnny Depp's character, Ichabod Crane, does something similar in Sleepy Hollow, 1999, where he releases a caged cardinal out of his bedroom window. And I don't know if you remember in the previous show, I said that I felt like these two characters were kind of the animated version.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. And then Johnny Depp and Sir Christopher Lee also, who appear in this film, also appeared in Sleepy Hollow, and they appeared in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was being done at the same time. So that means that Johnny Depp, Christopher Lee, and Tim Burton were working on this film and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at the same time.
That's crazy.
And the composer was also working. So it means that like if you listen to the music in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and this, it's very it's very similar. Yeah. So there's a couple of melodies and refrains that are very similar because it's the same composer, Danny Elfman.
Man, they were working.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And then Jim Carrey was considered for the role of Victor, which I'm very glad didn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm very, very glad. And Angelina Jolie was considered for the role of Emily.
No.
I think the cast that they chose, they chose well. They chose the cast that they needed. So the one that did it was Emily Watson. Not Emma Watson. Emily Watson, yeah.
Yeah.
She's an older actress, but she did a very good job. And this I loved. The piano playing scenes. Do you know that they're accurate? As in what this is what I'm talking about with the detail. Like honestly, they didn't have to make what the...
How do you even get the timing on that one? You see again.
Like the actual notes that are being played that you see are the actual notes being played for the piano sequences. And the piano sequences were very cool. Like the when he's first playing and then Victoria approaches him. And then also when him and the corpse bride play that duet together. These and then guys. Her hand still snaps off and carries on playing. And then still like does a twirl. Like it was very cool. But like the fact that they're accurate. He's like, yes, guys. Yes. Yes. Detail for the win. Yeah, no, this... If you haven't watched this movie, please go watch this movie. You
should go watch it.
You really should go watch it. It gave me similar vibes to Coco. I think it's just because they also go to the Land of the Dead. And also there was that one movie... what is that movie called? They also go to the Land of the Dead. It was also an animated film. I can't remember.
Have we done it before?
Mm-mm.
No.
Have we?
I don't know.
We've done Coco.
I don't know what movie...
Let me try and find it. I think you might have done it. Yeah, but it kind of gives those vibes with like the... Although it's the British version. Because like Coco and this other film that I'm looking for about the Land of the Dead, they were obviously set in Mexico because that's... Yeah.
That whole...
But thing. This one is set in the UK. Yes, but it was very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah.
Great film.
Not Coco.
You're talking about the British version?
No, I'm talking about the other film that... So there was Coco. Yes. And then it's the something... The Book of Life. That was it.
That does ring a bell. What is that again?
He goes... What happens? He dies. She dies. He dies. Someone dies. And then he has to compete... I can't remember.
We might have.
Oh, death and the ain't that chick take a bet on who will fall in love, who will get the chick to fall in love between these two best friends. Yeah, anyway. If you haven't watched it, it's a cool film. Go watch it.
Book of Life.
The Book of Life, yeah. Yeah. So this movie was very, very cool. I actually want to watch it again. This one I want to watch again. I'd like to to go watch it again.
So interesting.
Just knowing the background of like how they did everything, I'd like to go and go watch it again. And the music also, I think the music was very, very good in this film. The composer did a very good job. Like he was very detailed in the different pieces. Even like with The Land of the Dead, I know Tim Burton said to him, I wanted to kind of have like a jazzy feel. I don't know why. Like if you notice jazz, often like whenever they do something with the underground or like the Land of the Dead or like I feel like there's always a jazz
and it's just an ordinary day in the Land of the Dead
even in Beetlejuice they did that actually
did.
Like there was the what is the Soul Train so anyway maybe so but that was very cool so this was Corpse Bride.
Go check it out
It's very cool
and go look for the behind the scenes footage, like a lot of the B-roll stuff. Some interesting parts.
Or just watch the show,
I love watching, like now it was showing the shots where they actually speed up the production.
What the animators are doing.
So in other words, you actually see them running around and you see how those scenes just working out. You're just like, wow, man,
I think what's important with these is the storyboarding.
I wonder how fast they work. Like,
I think maybe at the beginning it's slow, but like, as they keep
imagine
going.
Imagine the detail, how you like change the, Like obviously they get used to it, but.
Yeah.
Man.
And then imagine doing this for a year of your life.
Respect. These guys are awesome.
They are awesome. They're very awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Corpse Bride, good film. Go watch it.
Tim Burton.
Yeah. The other thing, sorry, that was very funny. I must just add this was, you know, The Land of the Living was so dull.
Yeah.
Like it was so... So bland. And then when they went into The Land of the Dead, suddenly everything like...
But Tim Burton does that.
Yeah.
He has this thing of making, I think I've spoken about it in, I think there were two of his films I picked that up, where the characters would cross over to like this place that doesn't exist.
I think Beetlejuice was one of them.
Yes, and the ordinary, there's always a play on the color. And also if you look at the dress, the set.
Yes. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children was the same when they went into the loop. Yeah. Yeah.
In the real world, there was less furniture. It looked very dry, very dull. But then when they go into the loop, it's the color, punching cut. No, that was a bit dull, wasn't it?
When no, the loop. The loop was colorful. The reality wasn't.
So it was reality that was, yeah.
Yeah.
The detail again.
And also, like, Johnny Depp did such a good job because in my mind I wasn't thinking this is Johnny Depp.
No.
Like, with Helen Bonham Carter, her voice is very distinct. So I kind of was like, yeah. But the way Johnny Depp, he's done. Johnny Depp works well with Tim Burton. I honestly feel like Tim Burton brings the best out of Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because at one point I was of the belief that Johnny Depp kind of got stuck in the same role, like that Jack Sparrow vibe.
Oh, right.
But watching Tim Burton's films, I'm like, Johnny Depp shocked me. He's actually shocked me. Like, he's actually a very versatile actor.
Yeah.
I feel like he's very versatile within Tim Burton's world. Yes. Like, it doesn't matter what character you give him in Tim Burton's world, he can pull it off.
He'll do it.
Yeah. Mm. Very good. Very, very good. Yeah. Go watch it. And we will be back.
Next week. On Active TV.
Yeah. Peace.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.